The blast doors that had reacted to the emergency were about 5 meters away down each of the three corridors leading away from the lobby. Mara grunted.
It would have been a lot simpler if none of the blast doors had worked,
she pointed out, taking the sealant kit back from him and opening it.
Then the whole ship would have depressurized, and they'd have all died right then and there. Which they obviously didn't, since the ship is still under power,
Luke pointed out, retrieving his lightsaber.
You need any help? No, I've got it,
Mara said, unfolding the patch to the proper size and starting to seal its edges around the gash. No attack had come by the time Mara finished laying out the patch and checking its integrity.
Ready?
Ready,
Mara confirmed. Igniting her own lightsaber, she took up a ready stance a couple of meters in front of the blast doors.
Remember, just nick it. Right.
Standing as far off to the side as he could, feeling awkward in the confines of his vac suit, Luke jabbed the end of the green-white blade through one corner of the thick door. There was a sudden hissing noise, and a stream of air began to blow in through the opening, its edges swirling white as water vapor condensed and froze in the vacuum. A minute later, the whistling faded away as the pressures equalized. Laying her lightsaber on the deck, Mara popped her helmet and started stripping off the vac suit. I hate trying to move in these things. Watch for company, will you? A minute later, she was finished. A minute after that, both vac suits were off and piled neatly back near the turbolift doors. Reaching out with the force, Luke keyed the control. Ponderously, the blast doors began to slide back into the walls. And from a dozen standing and kneeling Vagari 5 meters back came a withering hail of blaster fire. Luke was ready, keying the doors instantly closed again as Mara scattered away the shots that had made it in. Did you happen to notice the little flat boxes lying along the sides of the walls? Luke asked. Mara shook her head. Observation was your job. My job was staying alive. Right, Luke said. Anyway, they were just like the little gray boxes they used to mine the turbo lift, except that these were white. Cute, Mara said. So the next time we open the blast doors, we'll probably see the Vagari in full retreat. We'll chase them, watching for blaster shots, and whoever's handling the detonators will have his choice of when to blow us to bits. Something like that, Luke said, looking at the ceiling above them. You have an idea? She favored him with an evil smile. What they haven't seen is this, she said. Letting go of her lightsaber, she levitated it in front of her. Okay, Luke said. So? Mara's reply was a twitch of her head back toward the turbolift lobby. Frowning, Luke followed. She stepped to the Vagari bodies in the corner, and stretching out to the force, levitated one of them upright. Focusing her control, she moved its arms and legs, keeping it a couple of centimeters above the floor, making it stride rather shakily across the lobby, as if it was still alive. Or rather, as if he and Mara had put on their enemy's armor as a disguise. Doesn't look all that realistic, he pointed out doubtfully, levitating one of the other bodies for himself and sending it across the deck. I think it's worth a try anyway, Mara said. Definitely, he agreed. Let's do it. Moving their puppets to the blast doors, they settled them into standing position. Stretching out to the force, Luke keyed open the doors. The Vagari who had been firing from just outside the doors were already halfway down the corridor, firing wildly behind them in full retreat. Mara sent her puppet charging after them, its arms and legs pumping madly. Luke's was right behind it. The apparently terrified retreating Vagari disappeared around the distant corner. And with an ear-splitting blast, the entire corridor exploded in a burst of fire and smoke. Luke caught Mara's eye and nodded. She nodded back, and together, they sprinted ahead through the smoke and heat. They met the returning Vagari just around the corner as the aliens headed back to check the results of their handiwork. The battle was over very quickly. Mara nudged one of the bodies with her boot. Recognize anyone? Luke frowned at the alien face. Is that Bersh? Sure looks like him, she said. These guys are a lot more impressive in combat armor than in those silly robes, aren't they? Most species are, Luke said. Looks like he was leading this particular charge personally. That's a good sign. How so? Estausch called him a general, he reminded her. If he's sending generals to handle field operations, it might imply he hasn't got all that many warriors left. Good point, Mara agreed. Come on, let's get moving before they come up with something else.